Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings from the nation's capital, Washington, D.C.
of the United States of America, the corporation that is. And we thank God for Blog Talk Radio with Reconciliation Ministries in partnership with Omega Ministry Group. We are so thankful, so appreciative of the Omega Ministry Group, being a part of that group of ministries that come together and exemplify the grace and mercy and love of God through many different forms and different many avenues. And this is just one of the ways that they share the gospel, the message of God, out to the people of God. So we thank the Lord for good Reverend Dr. Jesse Storr and his wife, Tammy Storr, for all of those who are part of the Omega Ministry Group. We thank God for this partnership. Well, again, we are so appreciative because we understand that here in the nation's capital, it was a snowy day when the government actually closed, and so many people was off, but we pray that people have decided to rest and just stay off the streets. We understand that the whole actually northeast corridor of the United States were affected by the snowstorm, and we just thank God that there wasn't too many such accidents, too many fatalities, and we give God the honor and praise. So as always, we understand the power of prayer. So before we go any further, let us have a word of prayer. We thank you, Father, for this day. Lord God, before we ask of anything, we just want to say thank you. Excuse me. We want to say thank you for allowing us to be able to come to this portion, this part of the day, where we share your word, where we learn more about who we are in you and who you are in us. Lord God, we pray that you will open up our eyes and open up our minds to receive what thus said the Lord. Lord God, I understand that I am no greater than any other funnel, than any conduit. I am your ambassador, Lord God. I am no greater than you, who is the master, who is my heavenly Father. So I pray, Lord God, that you will continue to use me and use me to spread your gospel. I thank you, Lord God, for all those who are sick. I pray that you will heal their body. I thank you, Lord God, for your word said that all sickness is not unto death. So we understand that though there might be some of us who are not feeling well, who might be going through, Lord God, we depend upon you. We depend upon your grace and your mercy. We depend upon you interceding for us. Lord God, I thank you for allowing me to be your ambassador. Now, Lord God, I pray that tonight's word will be a blessing to someone, to those who are listening live and those who listen to the rebroadcast. Meet and provide their needs as you're doing for me. I thank you, Lord God. I give you honor, I give you praise. In Jesus' name, I say amen. Well, again, my brothers and sisters, we are so appreciative for you joining us. We want to always say that this is about participation. We understand that we want to have a conversation. So in doing so, for those who are listening live, you can press 1 on your phone. And then by pressing 1 on your phone, I'll be able to see that you have a comment, that you have a question. and then I'll be able to open up your mic. For those who are listening to the rebroadcast of this show, we ask that you would please send me an email at jvan91@yahoo.com. Again, JAY, V as in Victory, ANN91@yahoo.com. And I will be able to then respond to your question, to your email, to your comment, to your even your criticism. I'll take those too. But we are so appreciative that you have joined us, and we just thank you. Want to go into tonight's lesson plan, sort of a follow-up to last week's lesson. Last week's lesson, we dealt with the theme of you are the one. And we dealt with the scripture and with rather with the thought of when did we fall in love with God? If you remember, as I mentioned, there was a movie by the name of Brown Sugar that started off at the beginning of the movie, and it asked the question, when did you fall in love with hip hop? Well, hip hop is a great form of music, and me coming up through that era and still being a lover of hip hop, I wanted to take it deeper, and it actually was a conversation we had on last Wednesday with the men's prayer line. When did you fall in love with God? And many people had many different answers. And one of the things that we discussed even on last week is that the way you fall in love with God is it was a personal relationship. It is a personal effect that everyone falls in love with him differently, that there's no two ways that or two different occasions when people have fallen in love with God, or you know, two different ways rather, but we understand that because of our relationship, listen carefully, because of our relationship, not religion, but because of our relationship with God, because of the fact that we have now decided to serve him, not because grandmama making us or mama made us, because we free will love God. And because of that love that we have for him, that caused us to want to obey him, that caused us to obedience and not just obedience but a trust, a faith that we have in God. And we discussed that on last week, and we want to continue on somewhat in the same mindset. We want to discuss the theme, something for us to kind of focus our minds on. The theme of love without limits. Love without limits. Our scripture reference is actually Psalm 145. We have a little time. Let's do this. We are going to read Psalm 145 in its entirety. This is the NIV translation. This is what's going on. Okay, that's a little brighter. Psalm 145, starting at verse 1, it reads, I will exalt you, my God, the King. I will praise your name forever and ever. Every day I will praise you and exalt your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. His greatness no one can fathom. One generation will commend your works to another. They will tell of your mighty acts. They will speak of the glorious splendor of your majesty and will meditate on your wonderful works. They will tell of the power of your awesome works, and I will proclaim your great deeds. They will celebrate your abundant goodness and joyfully sing of your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, and rich in love. The Lord is good to all. Again, the Lord is good to all. He has compassion on all he has made. All you have made will praise you, O Lord. Your saints will exalt you. They will tell of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might, so that all men may know of your mighty acts and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your domination endures to all generations. The Lord is faithful to all his promises and loving towards all he has made. The Lord upholds all those who fall and lift up all who are bowed down. The eyes of all look to you, and you give them their food at the proper time. You open your hand and satisfy the desires of your ever-living thing. Verse 17, the Lord is righteous in all his ways and loving towards all he has made. The Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. He fulfills the desires of those who fear him. He hears their cry and saves them. The Lord watches over all who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. My mouth will speak in praise of the Lord. Let every creature praise his holy name forever and ever. We thank God for his holy word. Again, I read unto your hearing Psalm 145 in its entirety. We thank God for his already blessed word. Well, again, for our subject matter, love without limits. Now, I don't know if you've ever studied psychology and in psychology, they tell you that you should not use the word all, that there is nothing that can, you can't say everything or all. You can't be inclusive when you use those words. And a wise friend told me to avoid using the words you always and you never in an argument, especially with family. We understand how easy it is to criticize others around us and to feel or to make them feel unloved when we use those type of words. But when we think about the love that God has for us, we think about the fact that God's love for us has no limit. When you think about the fact that we who are human beings, that we are frail and sometimes we are fickle. And because of our fickleness, then we find ourselves in a place where we don't share or our love is conditional. And it is important for us to understand that because we are the children of God, that we are to love like our Father loves. And again, we've just read in Psalms 145 about the love of God that is so unlimited, so unlimitless, limitless. Yes, there you go. God is so in a place that nothing can outdo his love. We understand, just to give a little formal background, we understand that King David is the author of this, and this is a psalm to recognize that when we are the people of God, and because of we are the people of God, that we recognize and we worship God because he is full of love, and our satisfaction ought to be in him. We understand that we as human beings deal with and sometimes find ourselves in love with so many different things, and we easily will say, I love you, or I love this. And I will honestly say that there have been times that I've told people that I love them, and I really did not love them. I loved them with agape love, but I did not love them in a way that they loved me. And now that since I am older, I am more understanding of using that word love, and to know that because when I say I love you, it is unconditional, just like the love that God has for us. I mean, think about it, my brothers and sisters. When you think about the love from a loved one, you don't want parameters around it. You don't want it to be conditional. You don't want it to be you want it to be limitless. You want it to be free and without cause. So it is that we ought to express this type of love towards others, and because God expressed that love towards us. When we see in, again, Psalms 145, we see that David, in expressing God's love, he uses the word all several times in this psalm. And again, we, you know, and if you study any kind of psychology, they will tell you there is no absolutes. You know, you can't say that all the sky is blue or all the water is blue or everything is in the forest is green, because there's no absolutes. But I don't know about you. Isn't it wonderful to know that when we describe God's love for us, that principle doesn't apply to that? The principle doesn't apply to the fact that God loves us, and he loves us unconditionally. He loves us so much that even you, at a time when you didn't even know him, you didn't even acknowledge him in your life, he still loved you. He still loved you enough to allow you to live. Now, yes, there have been some repercussions. There have been some times that the sun didn't shine in your life, and you might have had some rainy days. But God never promised us that we would never have rainy days. And if you remember, even during the days of Noah, when it didn't rain for hundreds, I believe it was 200 years, everything almost dried up. So you need rain. You need the rain to fall, and as we experience today, you need the snow to fall, so that you can have a great appreciation of the sunshine. I can honestly tell you, my brothers and sisters, I am yearning. I am begging God to allow me to go to a warm place. I am tired of this winter, but I know that once I get to that place, that tropical place, that place where I can just put my feet in the sand and I can just chill and just soak up the sun, that I'm going to have a great appreciation because I can remember the cold winter nights like we're having tonight here in D.C. I can have a greater appreciation for those sunny days because I've experienced some winter nights. And I don't know about you, but it's all been because God loves me. It's all been because he has a great, no other better word than love. I tell you what I'm going to do, as always, right at the 9 o'clock, right before the 9 o'clock hour, we always take a quick break. I just want you to know that I love you, that I appreciate you calling in. And I want you to know that most of all, even if I stop loving you, which I pray I don't, but if I do, know that God loves you. What I'm going to do, I want you to make sure you go get yourself some water. Go get yourself a drink, a juice. Maybe even here on the East Coast, you might want to go get something warm, some hot tea or some warm cocoa. We're going to listen to this one quick song, and then we ask that you hold on, and we'll be right back. Why don't you listen to Take Six when they talking about spread love?
I know somebody who cares, he's got it made. He won't admit it, but it's just a masquerade. He's a modern day deceiver with a case of falsehood fever. But today, it's the game. And then there's dear folks. All the truth that's been deleted. Oh, what a shame. Seems like everything we hear is just a tale. But I've got something that will never ever fail. Now it's gonna
spread love.
Oh, it's gonna spread tonight.
Spread love.
Just be
Amen. That's right. We need to spread more love and not hate. We need to spread more love and not lies and not favoritism, but spread love. My brothers and sisters, we are talking about love without limits. And the only true love that we can have without limits is the love that God, first of all, is the love that God shares for us. And since we are his children, we ought to express that same love towards our brothers and sisters. Now, we read Psalms 145 in its entirety, and we understand that in verse 9, it reads, "The Lord is good to all. He has he has compassion on all he has made." In verse 13 and 14, it says, "The Lord is trustworthy in all he promises and faithful in all he does. The Lord upholds all who fall and lifts up all who are bowed down." And in verse 20, it says, "The Lord watches over all who love him." A dozen times in this psalm, we are reminded that God's love is without limit or favoritism. And in the New Testament, it reveals in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." Psalms 145 declares in verse 18 and 19 that the Lord is near to all who call on him and to all who call on him in truth. He fulfills the desires of those who fear him. He hears their cries and saves them. God's love for us always endures and it never fails. My brothers and sisters, we have to realize that because of the love that God has shared for us, even when we didn't love him, and to be honest and truthful, even when we didn't even love ourselves, we put ourselves through many issues and tribulations and trials. But because of that, we have decided that we got to give in to the love that God has for us. I would say to you, my brothers and sisters, we got to tap into that love. That's the only thing that's going to change this world. As we talked about last week, that the Bible says that love overcomes a multitude of sins. And when I say overcome, it just doesn't cover, but it overcovers, it shadows over. It means that whatever that was there, it is now cannot be seen anymore. And that's the love that God has for us, that his love overshadows, it overcovers, or covers over our sins. We read in Romans, and we read this, and you all know, one of the great writers, Paul. Let me read this. Romans 8, chapter 8, verse 28. "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to his likeness of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among men," also justified. "Those he justified, he also glorified. What then shall we say in response to this? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own Son, but gave up for us, now will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies. Who is he that condemns? Christ Jesus, who died. More than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and also interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of God? Shall trouble, hardship, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword, as it is written, for your sake, we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. In verse 37 of chapter 8, Romans chapter 8, no. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height or depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. So if God says to us that nothing can separate us from his love, and that shows the true essence that God's love is limitless, that nothing will be able to separate us from his love. Have you ever been in a situation, God always has me testifying, where someone did you wrong, or have you ever been in a relationship and you broke up with somebody and you say you hate them, but there was something inside of you that says that you still care about them, that you still want to be with them, that there was something that said that you can't just give up on them? Well, that's a similar type of love that God has for us. I mean, think about it. How many times a day have you disappointed God? How many times a day have you disappointed in your life that you turned away from God, that you, when he told you to go left and you went right, and when God told you don't do this and you went on and did it anyway? But he still loves you, and he loves you so much that he is allowing you to get it right. You know, and the model prayer, or the Lord's Prayer, some will say, it talks about that we ought to forgive others as we want God to forgive us. And we find it so hard sometimes and difficult. We ask God, in our prayers, please get me out of this situation. Please, God, get me out of this circumstances. Please, God, have mercy on me. And I always hear the voice of God saying, okay, when was the last time you expressed mercy? When was the last time you forgave somebody? When was the last time you loved somebody unconditionally with no limits? You asked me to do this. And again, you say you my son. I proclaim you as my son, as my brother in Christ. But yet you don't want to forgive. Yet you don't want to have mercy. Yet you don't want to express love. My brothers and sisters, it is time for us to stop being a church that say we love people and don't express love. Now, I know there would be people that we don't always agree with, that we don't always believe what they say, or, you know, we have a art against them. And it might be rightfully so. But it comes a time in your life that you gotta let it go. Anger is like a cancer. And I can only tell you this because I've experienced it myself. I've had people who I said I love. I mean, family members who I say I love. And for years, we did not talk. And when they hurt me to my core. But it was only the love of God that penetrated me, that kept turning and telling me, Jay, you gotta forgive them because I've forgiven you. You gotta love them because I love you. And you can't just say it, but you got to demonstrate it. And now I can tell you today, I love those people with no animosity, with no frustration. Well, maybe some frustration, but that's only because I get easily frustrated sometimes. But it is imperative for us to get to a place that we express the love that God expressed for us. And that love is limitless. Lord God, I ask that you will, first of all, forgive us for us not loving your children. We are in awe of your love that has never changed. It never fails and it never ends. We praise you for always demonstrating your limitless love for us through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior. Lord God, give us the strength, give us the anointing, and give us the power to express unlimited love because you love us unlimitedly. Thank you, Lord God. We thank you again for this time of discussion. And I praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, again, for those who are listening live, if you would like to, I try to make sure that I stop the show and give enough people, give time for those who want to share. If you would like to share, you can press 1 on your phone and I'll be able to see that you have a comment. For those who are listening to the rebroadcast, again, you can send me an email at jayvann91@yahoo.com. Again, JAYVANN, V as in victory, NN, because I'm twice as nice, 91@yahoo.com. And I will respond to your questions, your comments, your criticisms. So is there one that would like to make a comment or has a question? Again, we are just so appreciative for you sharing time out of your busy schedule just to come and hear what God has to say to all of us. Amen. So we thank God for there is one. I think he hung up she hung up, whoever it was. I guess they hung up. They pressed 1 and then they hung up. Okay. Again, we thank God for all that he has done and all how he just loves us. Again, we are so appreciative. Let me just say, on every Monday night, you can listen to other great preachers and teachers of God's word. On every Monday night, we have Reverend Dr. Jesse Storr and his wife, Tammy Storr, that discuss relationship and oneness. And they are a great couple who has expressed love towards me since the day I first met them, even before I flew to Atlanta and met them. They expressed love towards me, and I greatly appreciate them for doing so. That's on every Monday night. They discuss oneness from 7:30 to 9, and then on later that night at 9, from 9:30 to 10, we have Minister Leah Killing, a mighty powerful woman of God. On Wednesday nights is yours truly, Reverend Willie J. Vann Jr., from 8:30 to 9:30. On Thursday nights, we have Bishop, I'm about to say Ken Frosten. I'm sorry. Maybe Ken needs to get back on Pastor Frosten needs to get back on. But on Thursday nights from 8 to 9, we have Brother George Flint, Pastor Bishop George Flint, mighty man of God, man who always pushes our thoughts and our thinking, and he deals with different subject matters. On Saturday at 1 o'clock from 1 to 2, Brother Amos Joseph Collins, mighty man out of the Ohio area, mighty man who's experienced a lot, but has a great love for God and God's people. So again, we thank God for all of these people who share God's word. We do have a caller that would like to make a comment. Your last four is 1414. Your mic is open.
Yes, this is Minister Amos Joseph Collins, and it's funny because for the past few months I've been writing these sermons that I was going to deliver next month, starting entitled What's Love Got to Do with It? And it's funny that your blog talk show was dealing with love tonight. So that's more or less like confirmation to me that I'm on the right track.
Amen. Amen. Minister Collins, man, you always share word, man. And I know we would definitely enjoy, again, you all can hear this mighty man of God every Saturday at 1 o'clock. You do come on at 1 o'clock, right? It is 1 o'clock.
Right.
I used to say noon. I used to think it was noon, but it's actually at 1 o'clock every Saturday. And you heard it live from him. He is going to deal with this love thing. And we thank God, man. We thank God for the confirmation. We thank God for what he's doing in your life, man. And we know that you always share great testimony of how God has expressed love and demonstrated love through your life, man. So we thank God for you.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. All right. We thank God for you, man. We put you back off the queue, and we thank God for you, man. If there's anyone else that would like to share, again, we are so appreciative for all those who have joined us tonight, all of those who have listened. We are appreciative for, again, you coming and sharing your time with us. We thank God. And really, my brothers and sisters, I just want to, again, just emphasize that the love that God has for us is so limitless. It is so mighty and so powerful and so amazing. And we cannot continue to live this life and not express that same type of love towards each other. You know, when we say we are his children, when we say we proclaim him as Father, without that, we have to continue to express that love. So I just want to tell you again, I love you. I appreciate you. Again, on Monday nights, the Store family, from 7:30 to 9, from 9:30 to 11, Minister Leah Killing, is yours truly on every Wednesday night from 8:30 to 9:30. On Thursday night, Bishop George Flint, from 8 o'clock again to 9 o'clock. And then every Saturday at 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock, Minister Amos Joseph Collins. We thank the Lord for all who share. We thank the Lord for, again, you. We pray that you'll be able to come back next Wednesday night to hear what thus said the Lord. Again, as I always say, peace and love. I thank God for each and every one of you all. You all have a blessed night. And I will talk to you next Wednesday. Peace and love, Reverend Willie J. Vann, Jr.